We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Mr. Austin. How the fuck are we going, buddy?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I am not in my normal location. I am at a different location.
That would make sense if you're not your normal one. Thanks for that, dipshit.
So I'm glad everyone knows that. It's going good. We're going camping here tomorrow, so we're closer tonight, and then we're gonna head out in the morning because that's when our reservation starts. So that's very exciting. Day off work, so 3 days out in the middle of nowhere. If I don't come back, my wife probably killed me.
Party time. What?
What?
Who?
Pardon? What?
What? You're not invited, sir.
Well, good to know. Anyway, how about yourself?
Well, hopefully having a party now. That just came up randomly for some reason.
Yeah, weird how that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Since recording, I ate some food.
Okay.
Went to work, slept, few washroom breaks in between and during.
That's good. Yeah.
Take that as you will. But in all seriousness, not much. I played some slow pitch on Wednesday, and it was the last game of the year. We lost. It was our last chance to win a game. We lost by 1 point.
Damn.
So we're going to be having our wind-up party thing coming up here, and we might go bowling. I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh.
Yeah, bowling's always a good time. Doesn't cost arm and a leg, and it's a good way to kill a couple hours.
That's exactly my thought process. Anytime I bring up bowling out here, everyone's like, I'm like, it's a great thing to do. It's awesome.
You can get drunk and throw balls at things. How is that not fun?
Like, what's the problem? What's the issue?
Yeah, you got the double B's, booze and balls.
Yeah, is that what you need in your life, Morgan? The double B's, the booze and balls? Is that what you want?
Yeah, I had to go with my triple T's.
Oh, what a transition. So first of all, you're going to rate, subscribe, download the show.
Do plugs. I'm going to talk over Austin right now.
And he's just going to have to deal with it. You tell everybody that this is the podcast to listen to. The dedication we put in, we had to call an audible today because I'm an idiot and I forgot that I was going camping and we wouldn't be able to record at a regular time. Also at TSWGS Pod on TikTok and Instagram, we've been posting a bit on there. Morgan challenged me. I think he did better than I did, given what teams we had.
Although I think you got more views, so I don't know what that says.
Well, I am better. So there's that. But what about your triple T's?
It's all fucked up now. Because it's not triple T anymore. But just do Captain Morgan too.
Yeah. Just figure it out.
On anything, everything, and whatever you feel like, Captain Morgan 2. Everything from Twitch, OnlyFans. And now we got some CFL to talk about. last game, sorry, last week, last episode, I should say, I was all like, oh, I don't want to talk about the Ryder and BC game because I assumed that the Riders were going to do what they're expected to do, playing their third string quarterback, which, by the way, this might be a fun stat for you, Austin. In a 9-team league last week, there was, I believe, 21 different starting quarterbacks.
That's wild.
So that means on average, each team has had at least two different starting quarterbacks.
Damn.
That's
brutal.
Yeah, that's been... Most that's been injury-based. Couple teams, it's skill issue.
Right.
But this game, I was even hesitating. Do I go to it? Do I... Yeah, well, basically, do I go to it?
The list is endless.
There wasn't really an or. I don't know why I paused. But
you did.
The Riders pulled out the upset. 34-29. It was a hell of a game. Although, if you just didn't watch the game or anything like that and just looked at the stats, and both me and Austin love stats, so I know Austin's going to get a kick out of this if he's not already looking at it himself.
Oh, I'm looking.
But for BC, the Vernon Adams, if you just looked at his stat line, 26 for 41, 450. Yards, three touchdowns, and a pick. Like BC won by 30. Because Jake Delgado won 239 yards, also three touchdowns. One of them with Samuel Elmias. I butchered his name. I really don't care. Made. One of the best touchdown catches in the CFL I've ever witnessed.
Seen? Yeah.
Like, speechless. Especially live, it was absolutely insane.
That's the thing. I've never really seen one of those crazy plays like live in person, so like that would be pretty wild to see.
And I really wasn't that terribly far from it because it happened the opposite. I sit in the end zone, and happened in the same end zone I'd sit in, just the opposite corner. So I was just the length of the end zone away,
right?
Because I also sit really only three rows up, so I'm pretty close, I have pretty decent seats.
That's pretty good seats, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And
it's funny if that was like, you know, Leafs tickets and you were that close to the ice, I'd be like, man, you are loaded.
Well, I'm loaded, but not for the ways you think.
I don't. Okay. Well, moving on.
I would. What I meant by that, but I don't even know myself.
I didn't think you did.
But no, that play, the entire stadium, at first you just hear everyone just, you know, be all upset because the entire stadium thought it was intercepted. And then just the roar after was amazing. The first half, the Riders had a was a I don't know, some points to some points. It was a 24-13 point lead. And they, you know, the Riders didn't really do much in the second half. BC just like, let's make a game of this. Sorry. Oh, my throat. BC was like, let's in the fourth quarter, and boy, did they ever. I'm pretty sure the Riders have the record for giving their fans a text game. It's
dang
not hell to be a Rider fan.
No.
Let's put it another way. This is an actual stat. The Riders have yet to win a game in victory formation this year. So for any non-footballers out there, that means they have yet to have the ball in their hands and be able to just kneel it down a couple times for the win. So it's always been close games. I'm pretty sure I'm just going to have to buy an AED, keep that at my house, and hopefully my cats can learn how to use it and bring me back to life when I watch a Rider game. So,
yeah. That's a great idea.
But no, I was quite happy about this game. But moving right along, unless anything else you want to say about that particular game. Moving to the current week, Montreal Alouettes going to Winnipeg. Before I say the score of this game, the first half was really close. Winnipeg was only up by 3 points.
Yeah. But then Montreal was like, hey, we don't need any more points.
No. And, I mean, this is kind of a weird way to do it. I should have just said the score. 147-17.
Yeah, Winnipeg decided, hey, we're going to keep scoring in the second half and put up 17-10. So,
yeah, the other crazy thing is the Montreal's offense. I have BC on my mind because I just finished watching that game. Anyways, Montreal offense only drove the ball in field goal range. They only really put up 3 points. The only reason why Montreal was in this game until basically the third quarter or later in the third quarter into the fourth quarter was because their defense had two pick sixes. Their first one was literally the first offense for Winnipeg. Like, it was the first 5 seconds they had a pick six. So I was like, oh, this could be a long game for Winnipeg. But then Winnipeg, all good teams are capable of doing, just not giving up and finding a way to win. Quarterback stats, that's my next step here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cody Fajardo, he has yet to win a game against Winnipeg as a starting quarterback. He's now 0-9, who's obviously 0-8 going into this game. He went 14-25, 137 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He's also only thrown 1 touchdown in all 9 games against Winnipeg.
Oh, wow.
He does not do well against Winnipeg. Nope. So the big is maybe they should have played Caleb Evans instead, because he ended up, you know, winning a couple games for Montreal when Cody was injured. So keep him out for this game and not have Cody have to go through the whole Winnipeg thing again. But I say if your starter's healthy, you play your starter. But
well, that would make sense, I think.
I mean, they didn't win the game, so I guess in hindsight, maybe they shouldn't have.
Well.
But.
Okay.
Yeah. Zach Caleros, all this season, he's still put up good touchdowns or quite a few touchdowns and yards and stuff like that. That's because, in my mind, Winnipeg has receivers that are really good at the deep ball. They're not as much of a running team as they used to be when they had Harris anymore. All that stuff. But he's throwing a lot more interceptions this year, at least. Well, he threw three for this game. Two of them, like I already mentioned, being for pick six. So,
Sorry, I'm baked. It's
fine. Yeah, me too. This is, we definitely taking part of for awesome train of thought. Oh, yes, that's what I was going to say. He scored more points for Montreal than Montreal did for themselves on offense. So that's all I was going to say. But he went 64-24, 240 yards, and then he got four touchdowns to those three interceptions. I want to just keep move along. I can't do deep dives into these games right now. I'm just doing stats. I'm fucking... Oh, shit, dude. All right. I mean, it's called talking solo game sports, so what do you expect, right?
I mean...
Calgary St. Peter's went to Toronto. Toronto finally having a home game. They went, I think, an entire month without having an actual home game. Their home game, as far as the schedule went in that month, was the Touchdown Atlantic game. So that doesn't count when it's in Halifax, not in Toronto. Toronto coming off of a bye. They're all done their byes already halfway through the season, which I think is absolutely dumb. Having three byes in the first half is insane. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, that's wild.
But boy, oh boy, am I happy with this outcome. The Toronto, I was almost going to say Raptors, the Toronto Argonauts beat Calgary St. Peter's 39-31. Calgary's falling off their high horse. St. Peter's high horse. Get it?
Was that not intentional?
No. Sometimes you just create magic, Austin. Jake Mayer, 25 for 42, 387 yards, four touchdowns. This game was back and forth a bunch, and that's all the deep dive I'm doing for it. Chad Kelly, 20 for 31, 361 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Yeah. Both quarterbacks were just chucking it down the field.
They sure were quarterbacks.
Yeah, they were doing their job. The defense on both sides, not so much. Yeah, it's weird seeing Toronto be the one of the better teams in the CFL, but they are, so good for them. Holy shit, dude. It's just coming in waves. The game that just finished, the Battle of the Kitty Cats. Meow. I can't wait till you have to do hockey, dude.
I'm writing this down. I'm writing that down. That's the episode of the type. That's the title of the episode.
Meow. I love it. Hamilton Tiger-Cats going to BC Lions.
They're going to the BC Lions?
Yeah. They're
not just going to BC.
Nope.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
And
second.
Handing BC their second upset in back-to-back weeks. BC's offense had no answer. Well, first again, I didn't say the score. Hamilton won 30-13. And all game, BC's line, wow, offense. No, I can't do it. Wow, I can't speak words. What are they? Taylor Powell went 18-23, 222 yards. That's a lot of twos. Two, 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 two. One touchdown. And I do want to point out one thing, mostly because it's a big game for one particular player, and that was James Butler, who did play for BC last year, got over 1,500 yards in the season, had a monster game. BC was like, let's not pay him what he's worth. So he went to Hamilton. So he came into this game with a chip on his shoulder. He went, had 21 carries, 118 yards, one touchdown. And he also had three catches, three attempts, 36 yards, and one touchdown. So he scored twice. That must have felt really good to be James Butler. Be like, well, you don't want to pay me? Well, this is what you're missing out on. So I don't know if Austin's still there or not. Okay, he is. Vernon,
yes, Adams, I was still here, sorry.
Are you talking right now when you're not supposed to?
All no, right. I would never.
Well, fuck off. Vernon Adams Jr. went 26-40, 326 yards, one touchdown, one interception. I'm done talking about CFL, but I do have one little, it's mostly just to throw a stat out there. But it is a football stat, so that's why I'm throwing out there. But the Hilltops. And the Saskatoon Hilltops, one of the football teams here in Saskatoon, in the first 2 weeks of the season, they outscored their opponents. This is going to sound absolutely insane, Austin. 99-2.
That's not real.
It is.
That's ridiculous. That's insane.
They got 2 points in week one, where they let in They gave up 2 points in week one. Wow. And zero in week two.
That's wild.
Like, it's absolutely insane. One of the games that they did play against in week two, or one of the teams, I should say, was Winnipeg, so that makes it even better, and they won 49-0 that game. So it's
that's insane. That is domination.
Gotta love college ball. Oh, as soon as I heard that stat, I was like, we got it. I got to at least mention it. So, but that's all I really have for football. Do you have, why am I asking this? You don't have anything else to add. I know you don't.
You're right. Fuck.
I was waiting for like a really long.
What would you do speech? If I just like had this like speech prepared for football and you're just blown away?
I would have gotten hard. You should talk about hockey.
You moved on so fast there. What was that?
Hockey?
Is that what you said? I don't think that's what you said. I think you said
meow.
Your cats are probably like, hey, what's going on over there? Oh my god. Well, we got some big, big contract news in the NHL. And this one was actually kind of an interesting one because, generally speaking, these big contracts are announced usually through insiders. In the sport, they'll get a text from an agent or a manager or whatever, and they'll tweet out, you know, the official things, and then everyone also does. And it's this time we get a tweet from Austin Matthews. I didn't even tell you who signed. Austin Matthews got a tweet from him that says, "Feel fortunate to continue this journey as a Maple Leaf in front of the best fans in hockey. I will do everything I can to get us to the top of the mountain. Go Leafs, go." So, Austin Matthews is inarguably one of the best players in the league.
He's definitely the best pure goal scorer in my mind.
I mean,
like, McDavid's better at, like, yes, he still gets lots of goals, but he's a better playmaker.
Well, this year he went off.
Oh yeah.
I don't even necessarily like comparing the two because it. But what it. But with Matthews, like, so he gets a 4-year extension, which is plus this year because he's still under contract for this coming season. But he got a 4-year deal, 13.25 a season million, and a lot of people pissed me off and are coming out and saying that's ridiculous, that's way too much, blah blah blah. Nah, you don't, because put it this way, as a Flames fan, you know the pain when your team doesn't re-sign the guys that it's drafted and you know, developed and brought up to be this excellent.
No, I don't know that pain at all. I have not lost sleep over that at all, Austin.
No.
No. So, fuck you, Matthew Tkachuk.
When you have a talent like this, you pay them. I don't necessarily agree with all the contracts that the Leafs have signed, but at least contractually at this point, Matthews will be with the Leafs until he's 31 years old. And you've had Matthews for his prime. Now, he might still be quite good after 31. I'm not saying he won't be. But as the Leafs, I mean, you've managed to have him his entire prime. Guy who has scored 60, on average scores like 50 per season. Like, it's nuts. His shot is absolutely incredible. And
by the time he reaches 31 and he's up for that contract extension again or whatever, it's going to be a lot easier in my mind to keep him around, because lots of teams will be like, well, you might get like still a couple good years out of him at that age, but eventually he'll be at the decline. So this is a great contract as far as the length goes for the Leafs in my mind.
Yeah, and you know what? Obviously, it's a lot of money. Obviously.
Yeah.
But the best players in the league should get the biggest contracts. And you see that with Nathan MacKinnon, 12.6. Connor McDavid, 12.5. Now, keep in mind, too, guys like Connor McDavid signed his contract, I think, a year or two ago. And the situation was different, right? Cap was a little lower, I think. Maybe it was more than a couple. I don't know. Anyway, whenever he signed his crazy deal, I think that wasn't too long ago. Doesn't matter. You know what? The thing is, as the cap is going to go up, there's going to be other superstars that are going to be needing extensions and new contracts. And yes, as of next season, not this coming one, but the one after, as of right now, Matthews will be the highest paid player. But who knows? You know?
Yeah, once those other contracts that you're talking about, once they're up and they get re-signed, like Matthews will no longer be the highest player.
Yeah, when McDavid re-signs. But there's, you know, it's... good for Matthews, good for the Leafs. If the Leafs don't win a Stanley Cup with this guy, goddamn, dude. Absolute disappointment.
This just popped back into my head just because you mentioned McDavid a couple times, and it's just a little kind of funny stat that I heard once upon a time, a couple days ago. Between, Stamkos and McDavid. I believe I have this correct. They technically could both reach, I think, 700 points by the end of next season. And
McDavid?
Yeah, he's 150 points away.
That, oh my God.
And Stamkos is like 35 or something like that, I think.
Is Stamkos 35 years old? No. He's like 31, 32.
What's that?
Stamkos?
I was saying how many points away he's from 700.
Stamkos. Anyways. What?
It doesn't matter anymore. We're too big for that. I derailed this podcast with a random fact that didn't really matter.
Wait, hold on.
I'm holding.
Do you say Connor McDavid has 700 and how many points do you say he had?
I said that apparently, he's about 150 points away from 700 or something like that.
Okay, so no. He is 100. He has 850 points, dude.
Okay, it was away from 1,000 then. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a difference.
Okay, well, they both players can reach 1,000 at the same time, technically. It's what I got the points way wrong then.
Yeah. It's like both those guys have a lot more points. But okay, but the thing about it is McDavid has 850 points in 569 games.
I know that's the other crazy thing about that stat, but
that's stupid.
Anyways, podcast's over. I derailed it. It's done.
No, it's not. Don't.
I'm crying now. It's over.
You definitely should.
I always do.
Internally. Okay, hold on. No. Back up. You said that they could hit 1,000 points at the same time.
That's what I heard, I think.
Buddy, I don't know where you heard this. Stamkos has 1,056 points.
Oh, I don't know. Then
in 1,003 games played.
This is from a YouTube video that I watched.
Okay, well, that YouTube video is so wrong. Sorry, I had to, because I saw the McDavid one was off, so I was like, well, hold on. Let's see what's going on with Stamkos.
Fair.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, we got another contract, but this one is not quite as big. We're just moving on. I would say mildly disappointing to pretty disappointing so far. First over pick in Alexis Lafreniere. He signed a 2-year contract with the Rangers at 2.3 mil per season. He had a career high this season with points, 39 points in 81 games, which is almost half a point a game. Not terrible, but
I don't hate this contract.
I don't hate it at all. I don't hate it at all. If he all of a sudden breaks out and is a huge star, great. Get paid then. But he hasn't proved it yet.
No, but you 2.3 as like he has the potential to, you know, break it out and finally, you know, get to the NHL level that people are waiting for. And sometimes players just take a little longer than others. Yeah, that's all I got. In my head, okay. I thought I had more, but I don't.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Well, we got some good news, I think. Hopefully.
In theory.
The NHL has made a decision on the Olympics. They announced today they're working with the NHLPA to create an international competition to be held in February of 2025. However, that could also mean that they are sending NHL talent to the 2026 games in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I would love to see you read that better.
Where is it? This is where. Let's do this. There it is. Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy.
No, that was about the same, I would say.
No, I was better.
Okay. Well, agree to disagree.
Add us, you know, tell us on our Twitter who did better, or X or whatever, or TikTok.
So basically, they're trying to work towards a
pot.
You weren't even saying real things.
No, I don't know what my mouth was doing.
So basically, they're trying to get a revolving kind of schedule for like a World Cup idea and then the Olympics. And I'm all for it. I love when the NHL players are in the Olympics. I miss that so bad. 2010, dude.
Yep.
Was something special, and it's almost a cliche.
Yeah, that assist by Joe McGilla. Everyone keeps talking about it.
Well, and I will say, I know you're kidding, but I as a hockey fan and as someone who has watched that clip, I'm not even going to tell you how many times because A, I don't know, and B, it's embarrassing. Whatever.
I'm right with you there, dude.
it chills every time. I'm almost getting chills just thinking about it. But it's, I will say, you watch that clip and you hear clear as day, Iggy. You hear it. You get, and of course, obviously, that's Crosby calling for the pass, and it just, you know, the gloves, the confetti. But anyway.
Where's it? Yeah, the Olympics, like, it's not the same.
This country, Canada, I think there was like seismic activity because everyone just kind of jumped at the same time and clapped and screamed. And
well, yeah, like the Olympics is supposed to be best of the best, but it can't be if the NHL players aren't playing hockey.
No, that's the thing. Like, oh, it's the best amateurs. Well, but that's not
the best, though.
That's not the best.
They have different competitions for that. It's called the World Juniors.
Exactly. Well, that's.
You get what I mean, though.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. No, the Olympics, and it's not just Canada, right? There's beautiful hockey moments for all other, like so many other countries, right? Obviously, the U.S. has the Miracle on Ice, which was 40 years ago, but you know. It's a great sport, and it's the best when the best are playing it. And I do love a good, you know, obscure, like Latvia making it to like the semifinals or something because their goalie is a brick wall. I think it was Latvia back in like the 90s, late 90s, early. Yeah. I believe it was a goalie, Archers Urbe. And he did play in the NHL, but he was, I think, for a moment, an absolute all-star.
I'm not going to fact check you like you do for me because I'm a true friend.
He was. Oh, man, I was right.
Fuck.
Dude, I was actually right. Archer Zerbe. Yeah. He's Latvian. He's played for the team. Oh, man.
No one cares, Austin. No one cares.
Latvia. Play for Latvia.
Yeah. How many times are you going to say that?
He didn't medal, though.
No one cares.
I care. You know what? We don't have tons more content, so I'm trying to stretch a little bit, okay?
We have a little bit more content.
A little?
We have 6 things to talk about yet.
All right. So, sorry, he's just waiting for the article to load. So,
he said,
yeah. Obviously, signing long term contracts can be risky, right? We're talking NHL, right? And sometimes, you know, players can decline immediately, as it was the case of Louis Erickson, who was signed by the Canucks like a bunch of years ago and immediately started sucking for the entire contract. But anyway, some contracts age beautifully.
Like fine wine, you might say.
Okay, well, I said it first. So if you would have just let me keep talking, I was literally saying age fine wine as you started saying it like fine wine.
That's proof right there. I don't listen to anything that you're saying. You're just
oxygen over the microwaves. So Nathan MacKinnon, back July 8th, 2016, he signed a 7-year, $6.3 million a season extension worth $44 million. And at the time, believe it or not, at the time, people thought, you know, that's a high contract. That's a steep deal for a guy who really hasn't shown why we picked him first overall.
Especially back then, the Avalanche was not they're considered today.
They're bad. They were real bad. But there's a reason they had the first overall pick.
Yep.
So he had 38 points in his sophomore season, 52 points in his third season, and they gave him this massive contract. Now, second year of the deal, put up 97 points in 74 games.
That's it.
And from then he continued on, Hart Trophy finalist, All-Star game, won the Cup in 2022. Now, they got great value off of him on this deal. The only problem, now he needs a new deal. And, of course, we talked about it earlier. He already signed at $12.6 million. So he's doubling his contract, literally. But I'd say he deserves it, especially for giving the amount of skill and what he had for that low, not low pay, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, in hindsight, this contract.
Incredible.
Incredible. Back in 2016 is questionable.
Yeah. This was an interesting one, too. So June 10th, 2013, the Nashville Predators re-signed Roman Josi to a seven-year contract at $4 million a season.
See, this contract makes me feel really old because I actually remember, like, when he was signed or whatever, and I was thinking, 7 years for this guy, that's...
$4 million. That's a lot of money to... For...
Yeah, for any... 7 years for any defenseman like that.
Yeah.
Early in your career, that's... That's risky business. You never know with those crazy D's.
So, obviously, Roman Josi became an absolutely incredible defenseman over that time. And the $4 million contract was an absolute steal.
Yes.
Because, like, I'm pretty sure he's won a Norris. Won the Norris Trophy in the last year of the deal. So, obviously, they got to pay him, and they did. But what a steal. We got Connor Hellebuck from the Jets. Back in 2018, he signed a six-year deal at $6.16 million. And with goalies, you know, they're kind of voodoo, right? They, you know, look at a guy like Bobrovsky, right? Some nights you get the Bobrovsky that can't stop a puck.
They're number one, and the number one cop on the force.
And then sometimes you get the number one cop on the force. And that's just how it goes, you know? So, but not really for Connor Hellebuck. Connor Hellebuck's been fairly consistent. He has had some off times for sure, but Connor Hellebuck has been absolutely fantastic. And I would say he definitely played above value. I don't think he has as good a value on this contract as like
a I would probably put him, sorry to cut you off, I would probably put him top five of the goalies that are playing.
Yeah. Okay, quick. Top five. I'm going to go first. Or do you want to go first?
You can go first. You go first.
Okay. So top five, Vasilevsky. What's his name?
That's where I'm going to struggle.
Hellebuck. Shesterkin. Sorokin from the Islanders, and I'm going to be a homer and say Demko.
Well, my list is basically going to be exactly the same with yours, the shock guy, pretty much.
Okay, well, fair enough.
And that's this how you is do another, the quick cop-out.
This is another steal of a deal. David Pastrnak from the Boston Shitheads, I mean the Boston Bruins, signed September 14th, 2017. It's a six-year deal, $40 million over that 6 years, which means his cap hit was $6,660,000, otherwise known as 666. Ooh, spooky. Now,
creepy.
David Pastrnak, when this deal was signed, he had a 34-goal season, 70 points, not bad. Now, only Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid, and Ovechkin have scored more even strength goals than Pasternak since 2017-2018. So, top four in the league in goal scoring. At $6.6 million, absolute steal of a deal. Now, Pasternak is coming up soon. So, that's
going to hurt. Didn't he already resign?
Oh, yeah, he did resign. I think at like 11 or something. I can't remember. Yeah,
good.
He signed a big old deal, or like $10 million or something.
Yeah, he signed like halfway through this last season.
I think you might be right about that.
I know I am. You're not the only one that can be right, Austin.
No, I am.
It's been proven all the facts throughout there.
Except for that hard fact check.
Anywhere in the that I'm ever wrong.
Jacob Slavin for the Carolina Hurricanes on defense signed a 7-year deal in 2017 at $5.3 million a season. And, oh boy, I remember this contract and I thought, oh boy, we'll see how this ages. But it's been great. On average logs, you know, 20 to 23 minutes a night. Excellent stats. Great defenseman. Great deal. Great ingredients, great pizza, Papa John's.
That's bad.
I made that joke at work today, but obviously not talking about hockey, talking about phones, and they did not think that it was funny.
Well, it's not funny with hockey.
I thought it was funny the second time. It was funny the first time. Mark Scheifele from Winnipeg. Back in 2016, 7 years ago, he signed an 8-year deal at $49 million. So paying him $6.125 million. Again, sounds like a lot, but Mark Scheifele, excellent center, solid points. A lot of people talk about, oh, he's really good defensively. He's actually not super great defensively, but...
Ooh, hot take.
He's a decent, well, if you look at some advanced stats, he is not as good as a lot of people say. But he puts up a decent amount of points. He's a center. And for $6 million a year, that's a steal.
Anyway. Now, his contract's also coming up. He's going to be asking for a pretty penny as well. I don't think anyone give him over that, or even possibly even close to the $10 million mark. But that's about it, because I don't. He's done fine. Whatever that he's been with the Jets
so far,
or whatever. I don't know. He hasn't blown me away like, you know, the Matthews and the McKinnon.
Oh, no, not at all. Maximum, I give him, I think, like 8 would be the top I would give Scheifele with any term.
I don't see him being with Winnipeg contract.
I don't either.
So
I don't either.
I don't know where.
But that's
probably, well, lots of players lately have been wanting to get away from Canada. It has not been looking good for
Canadian markets.
Nope.
Well, I will say, but contrary to that, that's when it's nice to see guys like Matthews signing extensions. You know, American born player. Could have just waited until he was a free agent and been like, peace. But then, he's like, no, I'm going to stay in Canada.
Fuck, what's up? Really?
What?
I said, and then Brad, another one.
Right. If you went to Columbus, oh my God.
Goodrow and fucking Matthews together. Matthews. No, thank you.
Goodrow setting up Matthews all day long. Oh my good lord. No. They'd each have 200 points. Goodrow would have 200 assists and Matthews would have 200 goals.
Yeah, it'd be.
That just gave me a great idea. I'm going to set that up in NHL when I can play again. Anyway, this, we're talking about video games at this point, so I think we're probably might have to cut this one a little short.
Maybe that'll be our
supper yet.
Talking Stonewall game, video games. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That might catch on a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, anything else sport-wise that you want to add at all, or...
We're still the number one curling podcast. We're just on a hiatus because the world is on fire.
We're the number one Talk Stone Wall Game Sports podcast. Yeah. No. All seriousness. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.